Strange Adventure.
It was a balmy day in Merrimack, and the village carnival that had set up on one of the vacant lots was doing a great business. The people were gathered around all the booths and the few rides the carnival had to offer. The whip, the Ferris wheel, and the merry-go-round were crowded. Suddenly, into this jolly throng, stepped tragedy. Jasper Fanning, the ticket taker on the merry-go-round, leaped off the moving platform, stopped the machinery, then ran to the ticket booth.
Hey, quick, Jim, quick, call the police. A man's been murdered.
A few minutes later, Sheriff Carson and his friend Inspector Jonathan Hawk were questioning the ticket taker.
Well, sir, the ride was almost over, and I collected most of the tickets when I came to this chariot. I see this man sitting up in the middle of the chariot with a... He had an awful stare on his face. And when I reached over to get his ticket, well, he didn't move. So I thought maybe he was... Well, maybe he was doped or something.
Jonathan Hawk glanced at the body, then back to Jasper Fanning.
I see. Did you catch the body? Oh, sure. I told you I didn't know the guy was dead. I shook him, and he slumped over in the corner of the seat. I jumped off, stopped the carousel, then had the manager phone the police. Did you see anyone near the chariot that might have stabbed his man?
The ticket taker hesitated, then added thoughtfully.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, there was a man with him at the beginning of the ride. He jumped off as the platform was picking up speed. He disappeared in the crowd and I didn't see him again.
The carnival man then gave an accurate description of the man he had seen with the murder victim. He had hardly finished when the coroner's report came in. The stranger had been stabbed through the heart and had died instantly. By papers in his pockets, the murdered man was identified as Jeffrey Ford, a lawyer from a neighboring town. Sheriff Carson examined the effects of the dead man.
Now, he is probably killed by some man he sent to prison.
Very probably, Sheriff. And I think I know who the man is. At least I know that this man here has been lying to us.
The ticket taker drew back as though slapped in the face.
You don't mean me? Well, I've been giving you the straight goods. Wasn't I the one who found the body and reported it to the police?
Certainly you were, Fanning. But your murder story had a fault in it that makes the case look bad for you. Sheriff Carson, I suggest that you hold this man on suspicion of murder.
Inspector Jonathan Hawk looked straight into the eyes of Jasper Fanning as he spoke.
Yes. You made quite a slip-up in your story. You said you found the dead man sitting up in the middle of the chariot when you went to collect the ticket. With the merry-go-round in motion, it would have been impossible for a dead body to remain upright in the middle of a seat.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of...
Strange Adventure!